Welcome. First thing I want to say today, when we started Trust Your Journey back in January, what a crazy journey it's been. What an exercise in trust. And I'm going to trust that by sharing what I'm sharing with you each day, there's always something that you can learn as well. Today, I want to talk about momentum. A lot of people I've been speaking to over the past few weeks have been saying something very consistent. Celebrate the little victories whenever you can, because that momentum will help you on the tough days and the difficult moments. And my wife and I saw that yesterday for the very first time. I should say my wife and I have never been closer. We're working as a team, totally committed to our daughter's healing journey, and totally committed to our son having a fun, healthy, happy life as a five-year-old. We are all in. But it is daunting when people tell you, oh boy, this is a long journey ahead, a difficult journey. So my wife and I are doing our very best to capture momentum. This past Sunday was Mother's Day. All things considered, we had a pretty darn good Mother's Day. We needed it and we wanted it. Because the next day, Monday morning, my daughter had to go to the outpatient clinic. And first, she needed to have a procedure called a lumbar puncture, where they put her out and stick a needle in her spine, and they put a little bit of chemo to get any leukemia cells that might be in her spinal fluid. I know, it's so hardcore. And after that, she had to get chemo delivered into her port. Can you imagine such a joyful day? Meanwhile, my daughter's on steroids, so her appetite is like a drunk frat guy. Steak for breakfast, then chips and salsa, then a sandwich, then pizza. It's nonstop. And it's always caused by the steroid she's on. It's very normal. But because she had to go under anesthesia for the lumbar puncture, she was not able to eat on Monday morning. And we had been warned by other parents, it's really difficult to tell a kid on steroids that she can't eat. My wife and I braced ourselves. And Monday morning, sure enough, it was as bad as we were warned. My daughter was so hungry, and we could not let her eat before the procedure. If you could have heard the tantrum she threw, under normal circumstances, it would have broken us. We would have lost our shit. I mean, she was tantruming at Mach level 10 for over a half hour. But my wife and I had teamwork. We had momentum from Mother's Day. We were ready, and we got through it. And we are going to keep building momentum on the good days. We're going to store it up, a huge bounty of momentum. And why should any of us live any differently? We all need this momentum to get through our challenges. Right now, I'm thinking back to all the times in life when I've stalled out because I did not do a good job saving up momentum. I let too many momentous situations go unappreciated. And I'll never do that again. Never again. It's a new way to live, I gotta tell you. Just an example. Last night, my brother had this local cactus expert deliver to me six little cacti, six little plants. My brother's really passionate about cacti, and he wanted to share that love with me. And at first, I couldn't totally get excited about it when he told me what he was sending. But I have to tell you, yesterday we had a really good day, a really good doctor visit. My daughter got through the lumbar puncture and the chemo. The doctor said she's doing really well. So last night we wanted to celebrate that. My heart was wide open because I'm 10 times more vulnerable these days than I've ever been before. The sad moments are intense, but the happy moments are incredible. So this cactus guy shows up at my house with these little pots, with these little cacti, and I received them in a way I would never have received them before. And the cactus guy says to me, where should I put them? And I have this place in my backyard where I meditate. So he put three of the cactus on the right side of the entrance, three on the left side, totally transformed my meditation space. I'm working at home right now like so much of the world. And every time I look outside, I see these six cacti. And I think of my brother expressing his love. I think of how deeply this gift impacted me because I was open to it. I think of the day we received these, really good doctor visit. I feel momentum and appreciation and celebration. And you know, the old me would have been like, that's a nice gift. Please put them over there. I would have thanked my brother, and that would have been that. I'm never living like that anymore. Never again. It's the age-old message of gratitude, but I never applied gratitude to momentum and understanding momentum as a function of healing. So the question I have for you today, what is something you can wrap your heart around right now to generate momentum for the rest of your day? And let me tell you, if your kids are healthy, that's the best start ever. If you don't have kids, how about your own health? If you don't have your own health, how about the health of someone you love? A great quote by John Maxwell: momentum solves 80% of your problems. Amen. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Relax. Just feeling momentum in one grateful moment. And one grateful moment leads to another grateful moment. Feeling momentum in one beautiful breath. One beautiful breath leads to another beautiful breath. And let's come to our centering thought. Just this moment, just this breath. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to build momentum. Quietly repeating, just this moment, just this breath. Thank you. If your attention wandered, just this moment, just this breath, coming back to the moment. So we are going to keep building momentum on the good days. Store it up. A huge bounty of momentum. Why should anyone live any differently? We all need this momentum to get through our challenges. I think back to all the times in life I stalled out because I didn't do a good job saving up momentum. I let too many moments go unappreciated. Never again. What is something you can wrap your heart around right now to generate momentum for the rest of your day? You can feel momentum in one grateful moment, which leads to another grateful moment. You can feel momentum in one beautiful breath, which leads to another beautiful breath. Just this moment, just this breath. Keep it going all day long. Peace.